this is Nandita Jairaj, and I'm here on the 29th of April for the second session of my oral history with Father Leo. Okay, Father.
There are several aspects of things of my in Germany. See,
can we start with why you went there?
There is no question of why I went there. We join a religious order, in case, this case, Jesuits, and they decide what I do, where I go. I can, they will ask me what I like or what I don't like, but the final decision is of the so-called superior. So, I was in Shambhaganur, and there was a father who used to, who was a specialist in mosses. And he used to go collect the mosses, and he knew to identify them and keep them in a, the museum. Shambhaganur is a very famous museum. Then when I went there, I thought of the little museum which we had in the college. I said, why not I go with him and collect some mosses with him? I did not have any particular interest in the mosses, but for the museum.
The Eloysium, the same?
Yeah, it is now called Eloysium. Formerly it was, it had no name as such. Then everybody thought I was very much interested in botany. So when the provincial, the Masipita came, asked me whether I would be interested in studying botany. I was shocked because I have no idea of botany. And but for us, if the superior decides that I do something, that then it's okay. I will. I said okay. Then that superior of mine wanted to send some young people who are preparing to be priests like me to Germany. And so he wrote to a Jesuit funding agency. They can support the studies of a young person and bear his expenses or find a sponsors for him. Meantime, in a far away village in North Germany, they somehow or other wanted to sponsor the studies of an Indian who wanted to become. So they wrote to the same, whether they can find a young man who wanted to. Both the letters came together, and the man in charge just exchanged the letter, and so that is how I managed to come to Germany. And
Where were you first?
I was first in Frankfurt.
Frankfurt.
Yeah. That is where we study what is known as theology.
Okay.
The study of
religion.
Bible and other things.
Okay.
Yeah. That is a 4-year course.
I see.
And I was studying there.
Okay.
Then during the holidays from Frankfurt, I went to Munich.
Okay.
And in Munich there is a big, very famous botanical garden.
Okay.
I went to see the botanical garden.
Okay.
And next to the botanical garden is the botany department. And this is, they were holding a seminar.
Okay.
Something or other.
Mm-hmm.
I just took courage and walked in.
Mm-hmm.
And sat there. At that time we had to wear a, what is called a clerical collar.
Yes.
Yeah. Wherever you went.
Okay.
So I was there wearing the clerical collar.
Yeah.
And one father who was also there recognized my clerical collar and asked me, how are you interested in biology, botany or?
Right.
Because at that time, people are studying theology and all that,
mm-hmm.
especially Jesuits, not interested in
science.
Right. So I told him, I have come to Germany to do my theology, and I'm looking around to see whether there is a place where I can do my PhD.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, yeah, in that case, you come to Cologne.
Mm-hmm.
And meet the director.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember who he was? Was he a professor?
Who?
The person who you met at the seminar. Was he a professor?
No, he was a student.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. He was doing his PhD there.
Okay.
So I went there on a Thursday, which is a holiday for us. I went from Frankfurt to
Cologne.
I found where the Max Planck Institute was.
Okay.
And went up to their place and went to the institute watchman and said, I want to meet the director.
Okay.
He said, today is a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And the director is not come.
Mm-hmm.
He is in his house. You go and see there.
Okay.
The opposite the Max Planck Institute. I went there and I saw a man all covered in mud.
Okay.
Digging.
Okay.
And asked the man, can I see the director? I thought it was the gardener.
Right.
Yeah. And he said, what do you want? I went, come to see the director. Why do I tell the gardener? I don't know, I come to see the director and I want to speak to him. Okay, said. Come in, sit down. Yeah. Sat down.
Okay.
After some time, this man, gardener, comes in. He was working in his garden. And so...
Do you remember the name of the director?
Yeah, yeah, Straub. S-T-R-A-U-B.
And yeah. He was which field of science?
He was in microbiology.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So you made your appeal to him?
Yeah. So we talked to, I told him what is and what I wanted to do and all that.
What did you want to do, Father?
My PhD.
In whatever
branch they have.
Right.
It was a plant breeding institute.
Right.
So one of the things they would give me.
Right.
Yeah. So the director was interested in me. So he said, okay, I will get you a scholarship here.
Okay.
You can come.
Okay.
So I went there on one day, and as I entered there with my collar and all that, people stared at me. I thought they were staring at my brown skin.
Yeah.
They were staring at my collar. What is this clerical got to do in a high level
science
institute? And I staring at me, and then slowly I talked to each one of them,
mm-hmm.
told them why I am doing this. A branch of science and all that. And way back in India, we have a college where we hire studies in botany.
Right.
I go with my PhD there and start something in PhD.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that is how I came to Max Planck Institute. The director referred me to one person who was working with wheat.
Okay.
And so I was supposed to see the length. The pollen is there, no?
Pollen. Oh.
Yeah, pollen. They were studying crossbreeding of pollen of wheat with another wheat variety called the rye.
I see. Okay.
Not rice, but rye.
R-Y-E, right?
Yeah. And I had to see how far the pollen flies, how long is it alive.
Okay.
So, because they wanted to make crossbreeding of wheat with rye. So that is my work. And I used to go to the field and do actually crossing and all that.
I see.
Yeah.
What was the name of your supervisor, PhD?
Wienhus.
Okay.
W-I-E-N. No, my supervisor of my PhD was Dr. Straub.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to work with somebody that is Dr. Wienhus.
Okay.
W-I-E-N-H-U-E-S.
Okay.
So actually work was done under him.
Okay.
But he had no this one to guide PhD student. So unnamed.
Right.
Yeah. So that is.
Were there any highlights of the research you did there that you remember fondly?
Yeah.
Something that you're personally proud about?
Yeah, because we found that wheat crossing of wheat and rye is possible,
mm-hmm.
and we worked out my thesis is there.
Right.
Only thing is, see, here in India,
yes.
if you do your PhD, you to
like a book,
and it is something. Some people have 2-3 volumes.
Okay.
And when I did my finished my thesis, and I took to Professor Strau, first thing he said, too long, cut it down.
Okay.
So the with other students who are doing their PhD helped me a lot, especially to put it in good German.
Right. So and you wrote this in German?
Yeah, yeah, you have to present it in Germany.
But by then you were very fluent.
I was right in from the beginning.
Right.
I was quite fluent because in Frankfurt we had people from all over the world.
I see.
And so we had to speak.
I see.
In German.
And nowadays we have these translation apps.
Yeah, yeah, no. Those days nothing like that. And we have people from South America, most of the countries.
Right.
Then USA, Japan,
right.
and Portugal, so all the countries.
So you used to converse with your bosses and your colleagues in Germany?
German, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So you submitted your thesis and you were finally doctor.
Yeah, finished. And then after that, I was supposed to come back to India and do a special course for Jesuits.
I see.
Which is after all our studies, we have to do what is known as a tertianship. The third.
Okay.
And I was supposed to do it in Bangalore.
Okay.
But when I finished my examination and all that, I was too late for that.
I see.
So there was a possibility of my doing that course in Germany itself,
okay.
in Berlin.
Okay.
So I went to Berlin. It is about 1 year long, and did that course, and then when I finished this course and was going back to India, I was not sure what exactly I could do
right.
in the field I studied. So I went to Professor Strau and asked him, what do you suggest I do when I go back to India? Then he said, you go back to India, you go and meet Dr. Swaminathan in New Delhi.
Okay.
He's a good friend of mine. At that time he was not director.
Okay.
He is the best man to advise you.
Had you heard about him before?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so I came and met Mr. Swaminathan. He was very friendly.
Where did you meet him, Father?
Huh?
Where did you meet?
Delhi.
In Delhi.
Okay. Yeah. And he said, now you are going to Mangalore. Mangalore, we have a Cashew Research Station.
Mm-hmm.
And people were sent there to work on cashew, which is very important for India.
Right.
They are mostly from inner...
Nearby?
No. Inner India.
Okay.
And when they are sent to Mangalore, they think it is a punishment.
Oh.
Because they were never seen so much rain.
Right.
Never seen so much heat.
Right.
So the day they come, they start writing in application.
To go
also. So it never comes to a good point because cashew is a tree. And you need to have long-term study.
Right.
This people being 1 year, 2 years,
right.
It doesn't help.
Right.
That since you are going to Bangalore, and you can work with cashew.
Right.
That is why, how I started working in cashew. Only thing is, they needed somebody in Bangalore at the time.
Right.
So sent to Bangalore.
St. Joseph's, right?
Yeah. But then I started my work on cashew there. And luckily I got space to set up a laboratory. And I had another friend in Kasurgod, who were working in cashew and all that.
What was their name?
Who is Miss Dr. Iyer.
Oh.
Yeah.
How long were you in Bangalore, Father?
Bangalore, about 6 years.
I see.
Yeah, from 1960, about 6 years.
Okay.
Then...
And what are your memories of Bangalore as a... I mean, back then?
One thing is cold.
Cold?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm allergic to cold.
But you were in Germany.
See, Germany, they live according to... There is nothing cold there.
Okay.
Everything is warm.
Okay.
That buses... are heated.
Right.
Homes are heated.
Correct.
And our rooms are heated.
Right.
So you never feel cold except when you just go out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cold in Germany is not a not a problem. And even if you got your own car, it is heated. So
in Bangalore, you had to get used to.
Yeah. And Bangalore was nice.
Were you ever in touch with other institutes, like, I don't know, Indian Institute of Science?
Yeah, I used to go regularly to the Indian Institute of Science and meet the scientists there. One who was I regularly visit was Dr.
That's okay.
Another one.
Plant also in
botanist. Yeah, but
okay.
One was a lady scientist. Her name is, what do you call a woman?
In which language?
Kannada. Yeah, she's name, Mrs.
Her name,
Miss, huh?
Her name is.
No.
The meaning of the word woman, is it?
Or? No. Mrs.
Srimati.
Her name was Srimati.
I see. And she worked with...
Worked with sandalwood.
I see.
I used to visit her laboratory, Ritchika Sivadim and all that. And there was another one. He was the He was working in indigenous lands. And
were you collaborating with them on projects?
No, I was. I was. There is a Forest Research Institute.
Okay.
They wanted to collaborate with me.
Okay.
To produce possibly sandalwood with sandalwood varieties.
I see.
Nothing much came out of it.
I see.
And there was. Nothing much came out of it.
Right.
And I was collaborating with them. Yeah.
Should we give stop for this?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So I won't come tomorrow.